KDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade underway right now in New York City. Police lining the parade route along with millions of people. ABC's Aaron Katursky is there as well.
Minnie Mouse is one of the new giant character balloons taking flight in the 98th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's raining out here. Everyone is soaked, but that has not dampened the enthusiasm of the crowds. They are lined up along the 2.5-mile route, some 2 million of them watching this annual spectacle. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, at the parade in New York.
Police say there are no credible threats against the parade. A number of President-elect Trump's cabinet picks and appointees have been targeted by bomb threats and swatting attacks. As of now, all the incidents appear to be hoaxes. Three Americans freed by China back on U.S. soil. Three Chinese prisoners released in the swap. One of them had been held since 2022, an American. He was accused of drug possession. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. Travelers are expected to fill Wisconsin roads and airports in record numbers this Thanksgiving holiday, according to AAA Wisconsin officials. Nearly 1.6 million Wisconsinites will leave home this holiday week, an all-time high, as numbers continue to rebound after the COVID-19 pandemic. Nationally, AAA officials expect more than 8 million people to travel, the most since 2019. If turkey makes you tired, there's action on TV. Here's Civic Media's Terry Barr.
A tradition continues with an expanded football schedule this holiday weekend, including games on Black Friday. Football and Thanksgiving have been served up together for more than 140 years, the first featuring college teams, Yale and Princeton. The NFL took over the holiday games in 1920. By the 1930s, Detroit became the regular host to these yearly games. This year, Green Bay hosts the Miami Dolphins at Lambeau Field on Thanksgiving night. So far, the Packers' record during these holiday matchups, 15 wins, 20 losses, and 2 ties. I'm Terry Barr.
Millions of Americans will spend Thanksgiving with relatives for the first time since the election, who may be on the other side of the political divide. Experts have some advice. Emma Nadler is a therapist, speaker, and author of the book, The Unlikely Village of Eden. She suggests that people consider what their overall goal is for the gathering and the relationships and respond accordingly.
When you feel yourself getting angry, frustrated, take a few seconds to consider, how do I honor my purpose here?
The group Braver Angels promotes civil political discussions. Find out where the other person is coming from. Try to not put them on the defensive and look for common ground. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The Packers tonight in prime time. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Green Bay Packers and Miami Dolphins at Lambeau Field. The Dolphins are tough against the run, led by linebackers coach Joe Barry, the former defensive coordinator for the Packers, and Anthony Weaver, who played for the Ravens and now runs Miami's defense, Matt LaFleur.
Their defense is outstanding. I think they do a great job in multiple areas, whether it's defending the pass. It's really tough to get explosive plays on them. So I think Anthony Weaver and his staff, Joe B, obviously, has been a big help, I'm sure, to him, and good scheme. So it's going to be quite the challenge.
NBA, the Bucks are back home Saturday night against the Wizards. Milwaukee now 9-9 after that horrible 1-6 start.
We all know that collectively we have to step up as a unit. Individually, you got to step up, and it's just time to be ready. So we know what the job is. It's still the same assignment. We're all pros here. We know what to do.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by this afternoon. Our high today, 31, with wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, flurries, breezy, mostly cloudy, low of 17. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and colder with a high of only 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a specially curated best of edition of Matinair on Air. Happy, happy Thanksgiving. We'll be with you soon.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 11.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller. You say what you want to say.
What you're saying is that all of the time that President Trump said so many things about people that he promised that he would go after them and prosecute them, you were going to encourage him not to do that?
Well, all I know is what he didn't do.
I know, but we're talking about...
He talked about lock her up. You know, he talked about his opponent in 2016, Secretary Clinton, talked about lock her up. He didn't do that. He didn't go...
He tried.
But the Democrats went after him.
I know, but I'm talking about Donald Trump's second term.
Okay, I think that soundbite's going to come in handy. Look at the sign behind her. It says maybe swearing will help.
JoJo from Jersey is described as mom, Jersey, Dem, news junkie, Lebanese, hothead, geek. Everything we love, all rolled into one human.
JoJo from Jersey, Twitter rock stars here.
JoJo shows her speedy line way down there in the basement below.
JoJo from Jers, yep. Twitter and YouTube star.
Love her.
We need JoJo, her insights. Her insights.
JoJo from Jers.
It's JoJo.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
Hi, JoJo.
Oh, Steph. Hello, hello, hello.
Listen, I've been promoting the bejesus out of our, we're going to do a FCC-free happy hour just for the folks today. With lots and lots of swearing. Because I said we're going to replicate our phone conversations for the people. Because is there enough swearing for this particular moment in our history? No.
No, we need new swears. I think we need to add words to our swears to make them longer.
Yeah. Like maybe get a bunch of swears like, you know, melded together because...
everything else is burning down. Might as well burn the swears too. Melt them all together.
Oh my God. So we've talked, obviously. I was saying, you know, that's what you do, right? You reach out to the people you love that are feeling the way you're feeling. We just were telling you this poor lady was talking about her six-year-old biracial child that literally came to her and said, are they going to kill me? I heard Trump doesn't like brown people. And, you know, these conversations that I'm sure parents, look, you have two kids that are having, you know, all over the country.
Yeah, and like, find me one child who would say something even similar to their parent if Kamala had won. Like, what? Like, right. Honestly, there would be, unless you were a bad person, but you wouldn't, a six-year-old wouldn't be like, Kamala won, Daddy, are they going to kill me? Oh, no one would say that. But the point about kids and me having them, my kids, their first question both of them asked me, both of them, was, do you have to leave the country? Because that's what people have been saying about my mom. And when they went to school, I told you this, I think, I told them because they were going to be asked. And I told them, anybody who asks you that, you tell them to F off. And they did. And I said, if the principal gets upset, you send them to me. But they did. My daughter was like, I had to tell at least two kids at lunch, F off. No, my mom's not leaving. And then she was like, but are we? Like, honestly.
Only you are like, mommy is so proud. Children of the future. How many kids do you tell to F off today?
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them.
Yes, are there really going to be enough use for these next 4 years? I don't know. You wrote this great piece about, and this is how, I mean, Joe, I was telling you, I've tried to get to all of my tweets and emails, but I've never gotten this much, because, and you went to it, you said, does anyone else feel isolated right now, lonely, alone? You said, it clings to me like a shadow at the grocery store, at the school pickup line, at my daughter's soccer game. How many of them voted for him? I mean, you know, this is what we keep saying, Joe. This is not like normal politics, like, oh, we just had a fight about taxes and we lost. This is about basic decency.
Go ahead. Humanity. Yeah, and that's the thing, too, is like you, especially at her soccer game, I'm looking around at these people and I'm like, I know you. You're not a bad person. How? Like, how could you have voted for this? But this is a rapist. We're talking about someone who brags about grabbing women by the genitals, someone who calls women dogs, someone who calls people vermin and says the immigrants, by the way, all over my town are poisoning the blood of this country. Like, how do you separate that? I fundamentally don't understand it.
Yeah. And them saying, oh, it's, you know, people that had zero empathy for anybody else. They're like, oh, okay, can't you just be nice now and unite with us? It's like, no, once again, you. As you write, you said, I know I'm not losing my mind, but they completely lost theirs. He's a truly terrible person, lacking a single redeemable quality, so far as I can tell. And you just said, if it's not abundantly clear that dead golfer himself is in the throes of some kind of decompensation that pairs especially poorly with having access to the nuclear codes, I don't know what the hell is. He's literally everything I tell my kids not to be.
And somehow they're like, yeah, but at least that's better, because then we didn't really know what Kamala was about.
Right.
What? Like, I know I'll take the guy I would never let drive my kid literally anywhere. I wouldn't let babysit. I wouldn't let be near her. If I saw him in the cereal aisle at the grocery store, I would drop the Cocoa Puffs and run. But that's the guy that they picked because, well, they just don't know about Kamala's stance on fracking. It's like, what? First of all, I don't buy that.
You're saying you were going on record saying you were not cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You would abandon them in the cereal. Okay. You said the answer I personally hear most often, the economy, inflation, the price of eggs. You said, yes, eggs are good, but they're not hand my democracy over to a rapist bully who's up to his beady Adderall eyeballs in Russian compromise good. Someone else said that. I didn't know we like eggs that much. I mean, also, it's not true. Inflation is back down to where it was pre-pandemic. You know, it's like, and as Kamala was the only one to point out, it's corporate greed. It's greedflation. It's not, you know, and again, we've done better than any other country in the world on it. So,
yeah, go ahead. Yeah, and his plan, the concept of a plan, is non-existent, by the way. And because nobody understood what tariffs were, they just made their lives $4,000 a year at minimum more expensive. Yep. And that guy also wants to give the rich, rich, rich more tax cuts so that we don't benefit what they do.
Yeah. And this whole, like, oh, you know, people, oh, he's like me. He's not like anyone. Are you kidding me? I mean, in him and Elon Musk, you're like, Democrats need to learn how to talk more like normal people. They're normal people. They're the weirdest mother I've ever seen in my life. Don't even get me started.
Not to mention, one of them is like one of the richest dudes on the planet. And according to Tim Snyder, anyway, works for the richest dude on the planet in Putin. And the other one says he's one of the richest people, but he's not. But these are the everyman guys. Like,
J.D. Vance doesn't even know how to order a donut. And you're telling me that these Democrats are the ones that don't know how to talk to like real people? I can't with all the analysis. Let me just read a couple at the end of your piece. You said, you want me to believe that you voted for a guy who had 4 years to pass an infrastructure bill and didn't? The guy who promised Mexico would pay for the wall and they didn't? The guy who promised to bring manufacturing home, lower the cost of prescription drugs and the opioid crisis, but didn't because you preferred his policies? Again, you nailed it in this, Joe. You said your vote wasn't about any of that. You voted for the traitorous embodiment of the seven deadly sins because when it came to casting your ballot for a black woman, you just couldn't do it. And because you like getting away with being your worst self, and because life is a whole lot easier to stomach with all that's gone wrong for you, it's someone else's fault. That's exactly it. It's always the brown people. Mm-hmm. You said, yep. I'm mad that being a woman in this country is more disqualifying than being a felon. And then, God bless you, ended by saying, I won't give up. I don't know who the hell more than half the country is right now, but I know who I am. And you said, you talked about your daughter, which is so cute. By the way, she's adorable. I've seen your pictures. You said, my daughter's a firework that hasn't yet had her chance to streak across the sky, and I'll be damned if I'm going to let anyone or anyone stop her from being able to light up the night and dazzle the world. I believe in my little girl. I believe in my son. I believe in us. I believe in America. So if it's okay, my little family will need to hold your hands, and maybe you can hold on to ours, too. No matter what, we won't ever let go. Deal? Deal. Deal, JoJo. We talked about this on the phone. We're just all going to need each other more than ever now. I mean, that little girl that's scared, they're going to kill her. The kids are going to get deported. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people really scared.
Yeah, and you got me a little teary, I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't think I've ever ugly cried on your show. But you brought up my daughter in this room.
Now's the time.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, so, yeah, but, like, I feel like last week I felt like a balloon that, like, was, like, its string was kind of, like, ripped and it wasn't fully tethered to the ground. And I was just kind of, like, twisting around going, what the hell? Where are my feet? Like, what do I do? Like, I don't – and then I saw an old friend from college last night, and it felt like somebody put their arms around me and pulled me back down to earth and put my feet back on the ground. And what I realized that what was it that did it was that human connection, right? Like, we're all really, really, really looking for each other right now more than ever because we're scared and because we don't know what's coming. And it feels like – and it likely will be very dark, maybe endlessly dark feeling for a while. And then it feels like we have to traverse this like tightrope over this pit of poisonous snakes in this endless black. And what we don't want to do is have to face that alone. Right. So like right now, all I want in all the world is to really keep those connections and really make those connections as deep and sustaining as possible, because it's going to get rough out there and we're going to need each other. We're going to need each other more than ever. And see, that was the ugly cry.
Aww.
But we do. Aww.
No, I was telling you, one of the saddest tweets is someone, you know, tweeted, stop telling your daughters they can be anything they want. They can be president when they grow up. They can't. I mean, yeah. I hope that's not true forever, but forgive us if we've all had a big bowl of carnation instant bitch women in this country right at this particular moment. Mm. Big bowl of bitch.
Yeah. And I refuse to let that be what my daughter learns from the universe, right? I'm choosing in this moment. Like I wrote this on my Blue Sky, by the way, Blue Sky friends. It's like Twitter, but like for sane people and nice. And there's DMs over there too. And I just said the world keeps trying to tell her to stay down and whisper, and I'm teaching her to stand up and yell. And right now, every little girl in this country, that six-year-old, my daughter, every girl, every woman of every age needs to understand that in this moment, they want nothing more than for us to be quiet and to comply. And we have to stand up and scream out loud. We will not. We are going to forge our own path forward, goddammit. You can't keep us down, and we're not going to let you.
I want to sing I Am Woman. I want to sing I'm Every Woman. I want to sing. Except that's not true right at this moment. Not but my moment. Point is,
no.
Someday.
The rest of the world. Not here.
I loved
England had Margaret Thatcher a million years ago, but not here.
I loved your tweet. You said, MAGA, we won everything. We are the champions of the world. No one can touch us. Your body, my choice. Cry harder, libs. Also, MAGA, is Kamala drinking wine while playing Connect Four with children? And you said, weirdos. And you said,
pick a mother that doesn't do that.
So, yes, someone said, who drinks while playing games with kids? And you're like, literally every mom I know.
My Abby, she goes, I showed her that. She goes, wait, there are moms who don't drink? Like, that's our Christmas. It's Christmas.
As Nicole Wallace calls it, her mommy medicine, her mommy juice.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. All right. Hey, we have the JoJo for the hour and then the Filthy podcast. 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. Yeah, I don't even know what Connect Four is, but I am quite certain I will need some gummies to play it. Okay. I'm just saying, CB Distillery, the source we trust, right, gummy girl over there?
Mm-hmm.
I'm surrounded by gummy guys.
Eating all of the gummies.
Yeah. Is there a limit?
Not
really.
Can you send some my way, please? I need some gummies.
I know that I tend to, what my addiction is, overdoing exercise, and then I need my CBD relief stick. It's not dirty, JoJo. Do not make it dirty. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. It goes into my back, not in the front. It's on my lower back when I overdo.
Oh, you didn't say meat stick. I'm sorry. You
Pardon
said
me?
Relief? I thought you said
it's
meat
a relief stick.
Stick.
You just, you have your relief stick. I'll have mine. Okay. I'm telling you, it helps with sleep, helps with pain after physical activity. It helps with just general calm. You think we might need that? It's my calm down medicine. Here we go. CB Distillery, over 2 million customers, solid 100% money back guarantee. We love it when we have a 20% discount for you right now. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for that 20% off. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, Mom. Ooh, it's so cold out there. Surprise, I brought you something.
Socks. Oh, Heat Holders Original. Wow, this is so soft and cozy.
Heat Holder socks are the warmest. I use them for snow sports and around the farm. I also bought a bunch for my new work site. The other guys were so jealous they all bought them. And the best part is the socks come in three levels of warmth. Originals, lights, and ultralights.
Oh, Jill can use the ultralights when dog walking. Oh, boy. I know what everyone is getting for gifts this holiday.
Heat Holder socks are the warmest. An independent lab test proved they're 7 times warmer than cotton socks. We use a proprietary 3-stage process, advanced insulating yarn, a long loop thermal pile, and brushed on the inside. This process helps trap warm air closer to your skin longer, keeping your feet warm, comfortable, and dry, making Heat Holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. We also have hats, gloves, throws, and so much more. From now until Cyber Monday, use code MILLER25 to save 25% off your order. Free shipping for orders over $25. Go to heatholders.com.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
The John and Gordy Show.
Thanks, Joe, for giving us a call this morning.
I'm really not concerned about a trans woman being in the bathroom. Mike Johnson puts this through, right? But then he says the person who's in charge of enforcing this will be the sergeant at arms. You weenie. You absolute weenie. You put this through and then you dump the enforcement on somebody else. Are you kidding? Are we really spending time on this?
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Jimmy Cuska said that Wisconsin's official state speed trap is in Rosendale.
Do you get like a souvenir sticker?
A t-shirt? I got pulled over in Rosendale and
if
all I got
no
was this
merch,
lousy
it
ticket.
It can't be official.
If there's no merch, it's not a thing. Troy from Mount Horeb.
There is merch. The original convenience store in Rosendale has a shirt that says Rosendale. That's the ticket.
Now I think we're going to have to do a road trip to Rosendale just to get merch.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Whatever gets you through the night.
Yeah. It's all right. That's right.
It's all right. Let your money all your life. It's all right. It's all right.
JoJo from Jers tweeted yesterday, I'd like to extend a special you to all the Republicans currently posting about Veterans Day after they put a five-time draft dodger who mocked Thank McCain, you. Insulted a Gold Star family, and called our fallen war heroes suckers and losers back in the office he tried to steal. Mm-hmm. Thank you. A hearty you.
You!
Sorry. I'm sorry. What now?
You!
Okay.
You like that, don't right. you?
Aw, you're a silver lining girl. You also said the world is inside out, upside down, and on fire. But at least Carrie Lake lost again.
Yeah. Lizzie McLoserton.
Yeah, from Losertown. Exactly.
We gotta take our wins where we can.
For the Potty Mouth podcast.
You can't I was wrong job. Sorry.
Jobs. You can't say that. You BJs.
Yeah.
BJs. Okay. Yeah, vacuuming and BJs. Either way, she sucks.
This is why JoJo from Jers cannot be contained. We're going to go so Jersey in this happy hour podcast we're doing right after the show, and then even Jerseyer. Okay. We were just saying, we were like venting too. Like, it's driving Jody and I crazy too. Like, you know, all the Democrats turning on each other and all these hot takes. It's just, I'm like, stop doing Russia's work. That's what they want, is us to, you know, be fighting each other now. And, you know, Bernie saying we're not the party of working people. And I don't know. Whatever. Oh, what is it? James Carville said, oh, she lost because of the one answer that she gave on The View. And yeah. I don't know, right. You know, and.
Yeah,
you know, Pelosi said Biden didn't get out soon enough. And, you know, we were saying Lindy Lee, who we were really disappointed in. We did, you know, Philly Sexy Liberal together. And she's on Fox News, you know, stabbing, I think, Biden and Harris in the back. You know, and I'm like, oh, do you want to be the Fox News liberal now that beats up Democrats for them? You know, like everyone's looking for their niche and their, you know, who to blame and all that stuff. And it's just making me crazy, Joe.
Yeah, and I think it's not helpful at all, right? Like, in this moment, like, we have this little window where we need to be gearing up. Like, we need to be more unified than ever. There cannot be any daylight in between any of us right now. We need everybody in the tent right now to get together and get their acts together and focus on the fight ahead, not on fighting and firing on each other. Like, this circular firing squad nonsense it's just not helpful. It's distracting and it's divisive. And, like, we're supposed to be the party that's not divisive, right?
Yeah.
We should be learning from what just happened. We should be taking away those lessons and using them to regroup and gear up to fight. And, like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to point the finger of blame at the people within my own party, and there's plenty of blame to go around. I'm going to look for the lessons for how we can improve, and I'm going to keep punching those idiots in the face. And, high white women who voted for Trump, I'm talking about you.
Yeah.
I can call you out on that, because you're going to come looking to me for answers when stuff is really, really bad. And I'm going to say, look within. You have a mirror? Hold it up and look at yourself. And then say, uh-oh, I better not do that again. And then listen to the rest of us, please.
Well, you know, and I keep saying, you know, it's disinformation, because, you know, Jamie Harrison made a point of, you know, responding to Bernie, saying, look at all of the things the Biden-Harris administration passed, all to benefit the working people, like on and on and on. Lowest job rate in history. You know, you can CHIPS Act, infrastructure. I'm going to forget all of them. There's so much. And so I get that messaging didn't get through because Trump won on complete lies that Haitians are eating your pets, that they're doing trans surgery on your kids. What else am I missing? You know, migrants took, illegal immigrants took all your FEMA money. It just, all of this stuff, they're all lies. So, you know, That to me is the biggest problem. It's not even the economy. It's people's perception of the economy from lies.
And why they're predisposed to not believing us when we tell them the truth. Because right. There's a problem there, too, right? Like, they don't trust the messengers we're sending out there. They don't trust the sources. They don't trust the voices. They also feel put upon. There's a million trillion things we can look to be like, you know, why did he get more votes? How could he possibly win the popular vote? And there's a whole litany of reasons for why. And ultimately, we have to listen to those. And we have to look at those. We have to take them seriously. You're not going to take those seriously if you're punching each other in the, you know...
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Let's look at why however many million people voted for a rapist felon. Like, yeah. You know. Okay.
Right.
29 minutes after the hour. JoJo from Jers.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. All over the country, there will inevitably be political conversation over the Thanksgiving dinner table. And for lots of families, there are people on both sides of the aisle, making it a tense situation. Therapist Emma Nadler said if the conversation takes a turn, take a long pause, maybe pitch in with the dishes or take a walk rather than let things get too contentious.
Anyone can say and do things they regret, and it takes at least 20 minutes of non-activating conversation to get back to your baseline regulation.
Some families may choose to discuss the tone of the holiday ahead of time, trying to set some ground rules. If you enjoy mashed potatoes and green bean casserole this holiday, you're not alone, but a new survey includes some other food surprises. Here's Civic Media's Terry Barr.
A new survey is revealing some interesting things about the food you may be sharing this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. It includes the calories you'll consume. The Harris poll shows most of you say there's almost always turkey, cranberries, and pumpkin pie. But the survey indicates 65% don't even like some of these holiday dishes, yet you'll eat it because it's tradition. One result which may not be surprising, the average number of calories consumed during your holiday dinner. It's around 4,500. That's about twice the daily calories suggested by any health expert. I'm Terry Barr.
The holiday travel season begins this week, and you can expect roads and airports to be crowded for Thanksgiving. In Wisconsin, a record number of people are expected to fly or drive for Thanksgiving. Good news, though, for areas with road construction. Wisconsin DOT said road work will stop at noon on Wednesday and resume on December 2nd. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by this afternoon. Our high today, 31, with wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, flurries, breezy, mostly cloudy, low of 17. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and colder with a high of only 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Teach Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, we get a sneak peek at the Hawktua Girls new reality show. And I welcome Discover Wisconsin host Andrea Belke and from National Lampoon, Jamie Kaler and Jeff Tully.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
The retribution, actually, Liz Cheney on January 6th went after President Trump, said things that weren't accurate, I think, in their report. The other individuals he's talked about have been part of this retribution going after President Trump. Never forget, it started clear back before he was in office. They spied on his campaign in 2016.
I know, but I am not
so
talking
for
about...
8 years,
no,
they've been going after President
Trump. He won.
He sure did. He won big.
So my question
no,
is, and what people want to know is what he is going to do. Looking
I think
forward.
He's going to do.
Just for example, two
I
days ago, he
this.
Called for investigations
Man,
into anyone spreading rumors.
He's trying. I mean, she's not very
Joe,
good at
you just
it,
said
but
that.
She's trying.
Yeah, you just said that during the break that, you know, I was defending Glenn Kirshner yesterday. People going, oh, he's wrong. It's like we're not in any legal universe. Any legal expert recognizes. I mean, the Supreme Court has basically agreed with Nixon now that mm-hmm. if the president does it, it isn't illegal. That, mm-hmm. that I mean, we were founded as a nation that no one's above the law. So that's
yeah.
wherever that is now. And absolutely, I keep saying, Joe, he won't need evidence or crimes to go after people this time.
Right.
No. And by the way, I know you played that clip earlier, too, about how he didn't go after Hillary Clinton when he said he would. Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. It's, again,
he did.
Because we were back then, at least in a universe where you needed some kind of evidence or some kind of crime.
Right.
And even Jeff Sessions is like, what are we going to prosecute her
right.
for?
What are we charging her
yeah.
for?
Yeah. Like Jeff Sessions went back into the Keebler Elves house and he was looking for you know anything he could find and he was like, I don't have anything, sorry. But honestly, and of all, like imagine those sweet, innocent old days where Jeff Sessions was like a patriot because he was like, I just can't break America.
Do you have any evidence? No, but I have some pecan sandies. Okay, one more Jim Jordan, just because,
deep
you know,
pull.
We always hurt the ones we love.
I think he's going to get rid of this crazy inflation that's hurting middle class and working class families, hurting our economy. I think he's going to get back to common sense energy policy. I think he's going to focus on protecting the First Amendment.
Oh,
I mean,
God,
think about
really?
This. Did you ever think you would see Donald Trump, Elon Musk, RFK Jr., and Tulsi Gabbard on the same team? They were on the same team because
yes.
people, because of the attack on free speech, the attack on the First Amendment.
Oh,
he's
going to
focus on those things
yeah.
that the American people elected him to do.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of, I want to move on to immigration. There are a lot of things that you just said that I think aren't totally fact-based. So they say that they're for free speech, but there are a lot of things that we know are not happening.
She tried.
Oh, you like you said, Joe, it's like literally the worst people in the world. Like, seriously, dead brainworm guy probably could be head of HHS. Like, it's just the puppy killer is the head of Homeland Security. I just can't.
We're still waiting for the Tulsi Gabbard shoe to drop. What is she
yeah.
going to be in charge of? Like,
oh,
honestly, like, what are we going to put Cruella DeVille in charge of? I want to know. Like adoption?
Maybe,
I don't know.
Like, maybe Goebbels, of course.
There you go.
Stephen
right.
Miller is
mm-hmm.
in. Yeah. Oh, Lord God. Okay. We were talking about the whole, you know. By the way, what are we calling that? Just bad takes, but worst takes on the election? Just, I mean, everybody's got a take, right? But you're right.
Yeah.
It's just like you keep saying, the circular firing squad is just not helpful. I get that everyone's trying to, you know, avoid blame or protect their legacy or whatever they're trying to do, right? But as Lawrence O'Donnell said, he didn't win big. He will probably, when the votes are counted, we still have millions here in California, Joe. He'll have won by 1.5%. So let's stop beating ourselves up. We do have to figure out, obviously, some stuff. And I keep saying a lot of it is just the disinformation. I hope Democrats finally wake up and fund progressive infrastructure because we're way outnumbered by the Fox Newses and the right-wing radio stations and the right-wing podcasts, as you know.
Oh, 1,000,000,000,000% that. Like, it's just, and there's a problem in terms of, first of all, like, you know, how lies travel around the world faster than the truth can get their pants on. That is just a fundamental fact. And, like, that's what you're kind of up against. Because, you know, when you're not beholden to any set of truth or facts, you could basically tell anybody anything. And if you want to fearmonger, which is very powerful, it's going to go faster and travel further. And, you go to a restaurant and you have a good experience, you might tell 2 people. If you go to a restaurant and you have a bad experience, you're going to tell 10, right? Like, this is what we're up against. So it's that, but it's also, like you said, the progressive infrastructure in place. We need to look at this and learn lessons about where people are receiving information, where they're receptive to information, where they don't feel talked down to, where they feel engaged. And that's like not what we're doing just yet. And so we have to work on that. We have
Joe,
all the
Who talks down to people more than Donald Trump? He's called Mexicans rapists and Puerto Ricans garbage and women dumb bitches and low IQ individuals. I mean, you've got Nick Fuentes, you know, out there to the degree that little boys are saying to little girls in school, your body, my choice.
Yeah, I mean, but like, you're right. And but what that does, too, remember, is like what that does is that gives somebody else the position of power. So somebody else isn't those people. Somebody else isn't an immigrant. Somebody else isn't a Puerto Rican. Somebody else isn't something where they're like, oh, look at me up here. I'm in this lofty position of some sort of superiority just by my birthright. And that's what he gives them. And that's what we have to fight against.
Yeah. Well, this is Robert Garcia, who's a representative out here, mm-hmm. just talking about the Latino issue.
Yeah, I mean, look, this obviously was a rough night for us nationally as it relates to the presidency. I'm proud of the vice president, the campaign she ran. There's a lot of work to do in the Latino community. I think myself, a lot of other Latinos across the country felt the vice president was going to win the Latino vote. I mean, she obviously did win it, but the fact that we lost, particularly amongst Latino men, so much support, I think is a challenge. I think it's one that we have to work on.
You know, a lot of people, Joe, again, attribute that more to the misogyny problem, that sort of this alpha male bro, whatever you call that whole thing. But I mean, it is heartbreaking already, you know, when you have, you know, Latino families being interviewed going, oh, well, they're not going to deport our relatives because they're our, you know, because they're not criminals. And Tom Holman's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And deport. And by the way, he said we're going to deport people that are here legally mm-hmm. if they're in a family with illegals. So, you know.
Yep. And the children will be deported, too, because they're attached to the families, because this is a national security threat. But the guy they just put in the White House had our nuclear secrets in his chandelier, you know, what, bathroom.
Yeah.
But this is.
I know
children.
You wanted to say didn't
I did.
You? Yes.
I did. Mm-hmm. I'll say it later.
All right. All right.
But my kids are worried about their friends. They're worried about their friends.
Yeah. Representative Garcia, one more.
We have to be on the ground. We have to listen and have to recognize as a party that working class issues, issues that appeal directly to people that are working out in the community, out across the country, we have got to do more to support that work and also do a much better job of messaging what we're actually doing. So a lot of work there, but nonetheless, I'm proud of her and the campaign she ran.
This talking down to people, Joe, am I crazy? I don't perceive Joe Biden or Kamala Harris as people that talk down to people. I think she had two months, whatever it was, 90 days to, you know, and this, again, this whole right-wing disinformation, it was too easy in 2 months. She didn't have the year and a half that Obama had to get to, you know, the American people get to know her, yada, yada. But, you know, they just were able to paint her as those scary black lady communist from San Francisco.
Yep. Who doesn't care about you, who doesn't know you, who keeps changing her positions on everything, and she's not talking to you, she's not going where you consume information, she's not doing interviews, her interviews weren't good enough, she does an incredible debate, that she nails it every question, and everyone knows that, and what's the number one thing that people take out of it, good and bad? They're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats.
Yeah.
That's what came out of that debate. Good and bad, but not bad enough to hurt him, obviously, so here we are.
Yep. One more, Robert Garcia.
I personally talked to numerous community groups across the country, Nevada, Arizona, met with groups of Latino men, of undecided voters. And I think of the campaign, certainly the Harris campaign, myself included, many of us in Congress believe that the Latino vote were beginning to consolidate around Vice President Harris. And that was just not the case. Look, she still won, obviously, Latinas overwhelmingly. She won the Latino vote overall. But there's a lot of work to do with Latino men.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, as we keep pointing out, Joe, Lawrence O'Donnell was saying, like, we've had landslides. There's one right behind me, Goldwater Miller, Reagan, you know, those were landslides. Mm-hmm. This is like 1.5 points. It's not a landslide. And like you say, it's not that we don't have reflection to do and, you know, again, when you say messaging, the problem to me is largely the mainstream media. They're so afraid of being called liberal that I think they go so far the other way that, you know, suddenly you don't hear anything about Trump being too old, do you? I mean, it's just on and on. I mean, you would have to argue the media is kind of the one that ran Biden out of the race because his numbers, because you know what I was saying, Joe, is like everybody's right and everybody's wrong. Like Nancy Pelosi, whoever, like they were looking at the same numbers. That, you know, at a 40% approval rating, he was never going to win. And thanks, also to the media's ageism. But my point is, like, she outperformed that. She got 48%. So
yeah,
she did do better. Those numbers they were looking at. But again, like, she couldn't win. You know, she had the shortest runway in history. And yeah. I'm sorry, did run a fantastic campaign. But you know, like you said, there's so many. It was a perfect storm. There were too many factors.
Yeah, and you know, she was really up against the machinery that was already in place and running, and that she had to sort of come in the middle of. And yeah, there's lots of, you know, people who can look at other people and lots of questions we can ask ourselves, like, would it have been better if it was Biden or whatever? I don't see a lot of futility in running those kinds of hypotheticals because we're here now, right? So we have the results. Let's work with what we have. It's not a mandate. We need to remember that. We need to remember that there's tens of millions of people out there who did not want this. There's also tens of millions of people who voted for that because they really didn't understand what they were voting for, and they just thought, I don't like what I'm seeing. I don't like what I think I'm feeling, even though I'm not sure I'm feeling it, so I want to vote for something different. Like those people who split the tickets in state after state after state, voted for AOC and voted for Trump, voted for Gallego and voted for Trump, voted for the ballot initiative in Florida and voted for Trump. We see this all over this country right now where people are like, I just don't know if I like what I'm seeing and I don't understand it, so I'm going to just go with my gut. I'm going to go with vibes. And like, they just don't realize that they're going to learn.
Yeah.
And by the way, what they voted for.
Joe, what we've been talking about, you know, off air, on and off all morning as well, is tell me disinformation isn't a problem when all of the Google searches the day after the election were, what's a tariff? Can I change my can I take my vote back? did Biden drop out? What's the other one?
Those are the main three.
Trump abortion ban. Like, right, they think Biden is responsible for Dobbs. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, tell me that disinformation isn't a huge... And by the way, I guess we just don't talk about Russia anymore because it was so out in the open this time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the obvious Russian interference this time. They don't even have... They pay right-wing, you know, traitors here to put out this same disinformation and then, phone in bomb threats in black areas, right?
Exactly. 100% exactly. And I think we've gone so far over the shark now that, like, these things, this is what scares me, because when you start that slide, right, it's really hard to pull it back because people are so far down. Now we're down, like, a million trillion stories, and we're so far over the shark now where something like Russia meddling in our election is, like...
Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly. By the way, and you said that really it is just the worst humans in the world are going to be in charge now. I love that the whole Nick Fuentes... And by the way, we said do not dox anyone.
No,
we're not
for no,
that. That
good.
Can
it's
come around to all of us, and that's a really bad road to go down. But again, a lot of women feel very threatened by his level of misogyny. And I love this. You know, it came to his defense. Tristan Tate. He and his brother Andrew are under house arrest in Romania and charged with rape and human trafficking. Literally, the humans in the world are all like on the same side at this point. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Andrew Tate will probably be like the Surgeon General. He'll be like Trump. Will be like, yeah, you want to be in charge of that? You can do that. You get to rape and pillage, whatever you want to do. And by the way, like Nick Fuentes, the closest he's ever been to making a decision about a woman's body was in his mommy's basement when he was playing The Sims and doing you know what. Like, come on, Nick, let's be real here. You're not nobody's choice. You're not making anybody's choice.
We'll get into that in more detail in the Happy Hour podcast. Just a few minutes.
Yes. All right. Girls got wild.
I believe you said the word. Nick Fuentes is pulling his, which is funny because it's short for pudding, but it's just a funnier word for, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Can I say a little smoky? Can I say a little smoky on here? He's pulling his little smoky.
All right. You just settle down.
Sorry.
47. Got 10 more minutes to contain yourself and then you can go crazy.
I can do it. I can do it.
47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe. You think it's a good time to maybe protect your peace of mind? I think so. Sean, are you okay? Oh, you're sleepy. That's, you know why? Because you feel safe, because we're protected here by Simply Safe.
I'm not
you
stressing.
Saw it. It was new, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Simply Safe is a way to protect your home. This is a cool thing. It stops before they even break into your home. Yeah, we got the alarm systems, right? The door sensors, the window sensors, all that. But how about this? Simply Safe Active Guard Outdoor Protection changes the game by preventing crime before it even happens. If someone's lurking or acting suspiciously, agents see them in real time, talk to them directly, set off spotlights, can even call police before they've had a chance to break in. That is fantastic, in my opinion. There's no long-term contracts, no cancellation fees. It's about a buck a day for all that protection. SimpliSafe offering my listeners exclusive early access to their Black Friday sale. This week only, get 60% off any new system with a select professional monitoring plan. Their best offer of the year. Go head on over, simplisafe.com/Stephanie. There is simplisafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
You sound completely barking mad.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you're ever worried about the safety of your home and family, there is no better time to act. Right now, you can get 60% off a new SimpliSafe security system, their best deal of the year. SimpliSafe is the home security I trust. I've been using it for years. I love the peace of mind it brings, knowing my home is protected 24/7. 60% off, you heard me right, today by visiting simplisafe.com/Stephanie. Old school alarm systems only kick in once someone is already inside your home. SimpliSafe stops criminals from entering your home in the first place with its exclusive active guard outdoor protection. Live agents keep watch outside your property 24/7. Plus, there are no long-term contracts, no cancellation fees, and professional monitoring plans start at about a buck a day. Right now, SimpliSafe is offering my listeners 60% off any new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That's their best offer of the year, so head over to simplisafe.com/Stephanie. Simplisafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like SimpliSafe. Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
In 1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This portion of the show brought to you by Survivability. That's something we're all going to have to think about. Listen, this is why most probiotics fall short. Did you know that? To work their magic, probiotic must arrive alive in your gut to do that. It has to survive past your stomach acid, which I'm producing considerably more these days.
Me too.
It's strong enough to dissolve metal as it is, which is super cool, but not good for absorbing a probiotic. For my gut health, I choose Just Thrive probiotic. I don't care. I'm going to, you know what? Just to spite these mother, I'm going to thrive.
Yes.
Getting fighting shit. I'm like Linda Hamilton from Terminator. That's what I'm doing. Probiotic, it is formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. Third-party testing says it has 1,000 times better survivability than traditional probiotics. It's a game-changer for your digestion, your immune system. Oh, that'll be good when dead brain worm guys and malaria's back. Yay! Zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive probiotic, 100% risk-free today, and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. JustThriveHealth.com/Stephanie. That code is Stephanie. 54 minutes after the hour, JoJo from Jers is here. Twitter star, rock star, social media, YouTube. And we're going to do the filthiest podcast ever recorded right after this show. That'll be today's Happy Hour podcast. Full of sweat.
I'm starting to take my clothes off now, Steph. I'm just going to start.
Fantastic.
And we're gold for you.
So we were talking, you were saying during the break too about that it just is so astounding that he ran to stay out of prison, and I guess it's going to work. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really, and I was defending the Glenn Kirshners of the world yesterday. People were like, oh, you know, you're selling hopium and he was wrong about it. Well, every legal analyst is wrong because we're a country that was founded on no one's above the law. Whoever saw a Supreme Court that would agree with Nixon and go, oh, you're right. If the president does it, it's not illegal. I mean,
and by the way, most people, even I would assume some who voted for Trump don't actually want anybody in this country to be above the law because they've been recipients of the law in some way, shape, or form.
They would have been fine with a black lady being above the law, I'm sure. They would be all good with that.
Again, they put a convicted felon in the White House because they just couldn't bring themselves to vote for a lifetime public servant because she was a black woman. It was like what are we doing here? But no, if your kid did one thing that Trump has done, right, and he got, you know, had to go through trials or court or whatever, you would not be like, Trump should get away with this. No, nobody should be above the law. Everybody fundamentally truly believes that. And if we want to get back to that in this country, I think that's the path forward. But abandoning that, everything falls apart.
Well, the whole we're a nation of laws, not men. No, we're a nation of one man now. Mm-hmm. We're not a nation of laws. And so, Jack Smith filed a request to the federal courts to vacate all of the deadlines in Trump's D.C. criminal case, advise on next steps. He went on to say by December 2nd, he'll provide a status report on what the DOJ intends to do next. One of the things they were talking about is, they're going to haul him before Congress. I mean, Jeffrey Toobin made a good point. The interesting question is, what does Congress want with him? There's an implicit threat there. Anderson Cooper said, can he be jailed? We're asking these questions now. And Toobin said, as long as the rule of law exists in something like its current form, there's no way you can imprison Jack Smith. However, what you could do is call him to testify. And there I would say to Republicans, be careful what you ask for, because Jack Smith has a forum to talk about these cases. I doubt it would go so well for President Trump. I mean, Barb McQuaid is saying at least get it out there on the record, all his crimes.
Before this is Orwell, before this is 1984, and then he controls the past, controls the future. Like, this is what we're looking at now, and they can get their levers on all of this stuff, and they did it with the Mueller report. When they can, you know, make it look like they want it to look, all facts be damned and truth be damned. We have to hold on with both hands to every inch of the truth right now.
Yeah. A Washington Post opinion column sounded the alarm Friday after what she called a five-alarm fire coming from the leading contender to become Trump's next AG. Mike Lee said the executive branch should be under the direction of the president.
No.
He said, and so it begins, from a top contender for Trump's AG. Again, if inflation's your top issue, destroying central bank independence and putting the money supply in the hands of politicians should be a five-alarm fire.
Every alarm was going off. I mean, honestly, like, it looked like, you know... some Mission Impossible or something. I mean, every alarm was blaring, saying danger, danger, and everybody was like,
All right, I'm bursting with swear words, and they are coming to you on the Happy Hour podcast, wherever you get your podcast today, with me, JoJo from Jurors, and Spicy Jody. We love you, JoJo.
I'm bursting with something, Steph. I'm bursting.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Thanksgiving show. We'll give you some updates on the season and also some best ofs of the year. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Max Inc. Radio.
We're replaying the amazing live performance from an 11-year-old, plus new music from around the state. I'm Terry Barr.
Saturday and Sunday night starting at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.